Our next item of old business is conditional use number 1995, Adele H. Fluharty.
And Mr. Chairman, this again is in my area, and I'm prepared to make a motion.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1995 for Adele H. Fluharty for an excavating company storage of equipment and office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use...
Hang on a second. Are you having trouble hearing? Somebody having trouble hearing? We don't take questions, ma'am, but if you wish to approach our counsel or our director with something, you may do so. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know what the lady was. I thought she was saying she couldn't hear. I'm sorry.
I shall speak up.
Maybe, hey, Mr. Johnson, maybe pull the microphone a little closer.
Well, there you go.
Without swallowing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. I move we recommend approval of conditional use number 1995 for Adele H. Fluharty for an excavating company storage of equipment and office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is an existing one that has grown from a very small business on the applicant's property where the applicant's family resides. Based on this growth, a conditional use is required. Two, the property is well maintained and the area of the business use is screened from view. Three, although there was some opposition to this application, the issues can be resolved through conditions placed on the approval. Four, I do not believe this use adversely affects traffic in the area. Five, the use is generally across the road from a similar yet more visible conditional use for a well drilling operation. Six, with the conditions and limitations placed upon this use, it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or the community. Seven, the use provides a benefit to Sussex County residents by providing a convenient but screened location for excavating services on a property owned by the applicant. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the existing structures on the property. No additional structures shall be permitted. B, all entrances and roadway improvements shall be subject to DLDOT approvals. C, there shall not be any permanent outside storage of junked or inoperable vehicles, equipment, parts, or similar items. D, all dumpsters or trash receptacles shall be screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. E, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the areas for parking vehicles and equipment shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. G, all oils, hazardous substances, fluids, and similar substances shall be stored inside in accordance with all applicable laws and regulations and shall be disposed of the same way. The hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1995, Adele H. Fluharty, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. And Mr. Burton, 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining.